Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass. I'm here with Hayden.
Yes, hello.
And we're also here with the ever wonderful Matt Stewart. Hello, oh, Matt Stewart.
Hey Cass, hey Hayden. What a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have
Shut
you.
Shut up a second.
Oh! Well, he's got us again.
I'd love to quickly pay you both a compliment. You're both very good at what you do and who you are.
I mean, we're 10
hey,
seconds
hey,
in.
Hey, shut up a second. I just want to say, bloody hell, you're looking good. You've got an effervescence about you.
I've been told that heaps.
Yeah.
I'm effervescent.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Today's
shut up a
is
second, Cass. I just want to say you've got a glow about you. You've got an aura. Things are looking good. I can't wait to get into this and find out what the topic is.
This is a good move because it's incredibly annoying, but then you keep giving us fake compliments that I'm really enjoying.
Yeah,
so.
I'm getting tricked. Today's topic is string.
Ooh.
String.
Yeah.
Oh, string. That's great.
What's string theory, do you reckon? If you could sum it up in a few words, Matt.
What do I reckon it is?
Yeah, what do you reckon string theory? If you had to have a guess what string theory is.
You have got the wrong guest on, I'll tell you that. I know my friend and probably a guy who's been on here before, Andy Matthews, knows all about it. He did a
festival show.
Oh,
we should have got him on.
Yeah, we really should have got him on for this one.
That's where we got confused. We met Andy. We were trying to get Andy Matthew, and we got Matthew Stewart.
Yeah. One of our middle names is James as well.
Oh, that's what it would have been.
That's what it would have been.
Did you search your phone via middle names?
Yeah, that's I do exclude. I only have people's middle names in there. It is our mess.
I think string theory is the one where everything is strings, not bits. Everything's string, not bits. So every bit is longer than we previously. We assume everything is dots, but they're lines. Yeah, so we think everything's dots.
If this is correct, that's pretty interesting.
It's truly lines.
Because it's all dimensions, right? It's like, okay, I get string theory now. That's easy. I don't know what everyone's yabbering on about with string theory.
Yeah, string theory is like, you think it's dot, I think it's line.
Matt, so, okay, you know dots?
Yeah.
They're strings.
I get it.
But also the other strings, I assume, Cass, are in other dimensions?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I think it's dimensions.
Yeah, well, because it's the third dimension of string.
This really feels like something we've lucked our way into and have absolutely nailed what string theory is. Yeah. I'm feeling genuinely confident that we've got it right.
is amazing that you feel that way.
If what we think are dots are strings, what are what we think are strings?
Well, strings, but longer, and wider, I guess.
Yeah, strings made of a lot of strings.
More like rope.
Which, oh my God. Okay, so I want to jump in with some string facts because I feel like every time I do facts, my fact is, what is the thing we're talking about? Mm-hmm. String, so you take all these little threads and you like wind them together. You can actually bind like string and wool and yarn and stuff. If it's natural fiber, you're using your own saliva and it like completely makes a new long bit of wine that yarn that's connected. Anyway,
wait, but what's yarn though?
So
okay,
threads.
Yep,
come together the little particles of stuff like fiber, like wool or whatever, and then you wind them together to make a string. Right? It's like you just twist them all, twisty, twisty, twisty.
Yep,
and then that long thin bit of all those interconnected fibers.
Yep,
that string. And if you want to make a rope. Mm-hmm. You make string out of string. So, like, you then wind, instead of using the little fibers to wind together to make string, you make string to wind together to make rope.
Mm. Right.
But I think there's, like, middle grounds. Like, if you think of string, string's quite thin. Yeah. Sometimes string can be made out of a couple of lines of string. Because you see they've got, like, two, if you look really close, it's two little windy bits.
Yep.
And yarn and wool are usually a couple of strings of those fibers together. And then rope is all of them together.
Oh,
so it's
wow. No, this is string theory.
What happens if you do that with rope? Is there another stage up? Like if you if you
mega rope,
oh, mega rope,
big rope,
rope for ships and stuff.
Yeah, ship rope. Oh, that big rope. Yeah.
I saw a video on probably Facebook or something, and it was YouTube. It was, you know, these YouTube shorts. Anyway, it was like this army aircraft carrier is about to unleash its anchor at full speed, and it was the chain on a full size aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
It's a big chain. And I got to tell you, there's something very, very satisfying about seeing a ginormous chain.
Oh, I've seen.
You guys got to look into big chains.
I think I've seen big chains on the docks.
Think about the biggest chain, right?
Yep.
That you could possibly. Now, how, with your hands, how big is each link?
I think it's about as big as my torso.
Yeah, I'm about the same there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as my torso a bit wider because I'm thin.
Well, guess what? That's pretty much how big the big chain was. I really thought you'd go shorter than that, but that's okay. You pretty much nailed it.
But yeah, I've seen big chains at the docks.
Yeah. No, it's good, isn't it? That's all I wanted to say.
I like big chains. I think big chains make me feel safe.
Yeah, there is something. Yeah, it's very pleasing. And yeah, it feels like, you know what it is? It's a marvel of human engineering. You're like, well, if we can make a chain that big, maybe we can stop climate change, you know? See, maybe we can do it. I think we're making a big chain. We could suck carbon in the atmosphere. How could that be? I do it with
chain
my body.
Theory.
I think there's more of a public will to make big chains than there is to stop climate change.
I think it's more satisfying. Yeah. Like,
well, there's a lot of profit to be made with big chains.
Yeah, and on like a more day-to-day level, I think it would be more satisfying to make big chains than to stop climate change. Like, if we're talking about...
You think it's more satisfaction in making a big chain?
Day to day. Because climate change.
Tangible.
Yeah, we're not going to solve climate change and fix it in like a day. Let's be optimistic and say it takes 1 year to fix climate change. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm
think of all the big chain you could make.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'd make a lot of big. I feel like if I'm doing my big chain job and I come home at the end of the day and I throw my towel on
Because you're like probably some kind of blacksmith or something.
Oh yeah, I've got
you're
like
working
a little
at a forge.
I feel like I'd have like a little. You know how sometimes engineers from sci-fi look like they're like spaceship mechanics.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd
goggles.
Look like that. Yeah, I'd have goggles. I'd have my little suit thing on. I'd throw my sweat towel on the bench when I came home, and my wife would be like, "Honey,
why do you take it all the way home?
I'm using it in the car. I live near the rig. I'm 5 minutes drive." I get a lot to talk about to my wife. Like I'm telling her about my good day making chains. Maybe I'll show her a photo on my little hologram pad. Be like, babe, look at the chain I made, and she'll be like, that's really
beautiful.
This
is in the future.
Yeah, well, you know, if we're getting to a stage where we can solve climate change within a year, and I'm making big chains with big chains, and I can then show my beautiful wife, you know, some lighthouses I rigged or something. But if I'm
does
coming,
a lighthouse need a big chain?
Yeah, what if you make it sideways and you have to pull it up?
What if you make it site?
Why
do
good
you?
Point.
Oh, you make the lighthouse on it. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
We got
well,
a
actually,
lot
you know what? How would you get the big light up there?
That, bigger chain.
Big chain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but then if I'm like, okay, I'm at my little scientist job and I got my little lab coat and I'm like toddling Hoden.
And just solving climate change. Going, oh, yawn.
Yeah, I come home and
just
they're
all
like,
the
how
life
was your day,
Earth?
Honey? And I'm like, oh. I just, it's so frustrating. We keep doing, I think I just feel, okay, I'm realizing what the problem is.
Yeah, it's inaction on a systematic scale that you don't like.
I feel.
It's not your love for big chains. It's your frustration with the government.
Yeah, I think when I'm imagining the scenario now, I'm upset that everything I do feels futile. I've figured
but
it out.
The big chain, right?
Big chain, that's
that big
real.
Chain
I could do
made,
that.
That's
and
real.
That could, that'll outlast us.
Oh, big time.
Whether or not climate change just wipes
true.
Out humanity.
A big chain will outlast
chain,
climate change yeah. for sure.
That'll be floating in the atmosphere at the end.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Still a chain, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the real end of days stuff. When you see big chains floating around,
yeah,
that's
the rapture.
That's the fourth horseman.
Maybe it's because chains are the only pure things on Earth and they start to ascend. You know, they're
maybe,
the ones that get we get left behind. All the,
like,
all the animals and humans get left behind, but big chains, they go
you don't
to
think
heaven.
Animals are pure.
No chance.
No.
Have, you seen, have you ever met an animal? What are you talking about?
You seen that video of that horse eating that chicken?
Or that pelican eating that pigeon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the chicken
the deer
and the pigeon
man?
Don't deserve to ascend?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Have you seen the video of a deer eating a man?
there's a lot of stuff to catch up on, mate.
This is the second time we've done this because me and Cass love these videos of animals that you don't think would eat other animals, but then do, and it's horrific.
It changes you in a way that I don't know how to describe. Because like this horse is like sniffing around this chick, and you're like, your brain's like, oh, curious horse sniffing around a chick. They both live on the farm, and then the chick's like, meep, meep, meep. And then all of a sudden the horse just no noise to the horse eating the chicken. And then the chirping stops.
Yeah, just eats it.
Oh, a little chick.
Yeah. Like
a little chick, I was going to say, it'd need a big mouth.
In one gulp, chicken gone, noise stopped, and the horse is getting on with its life because it doesn't care.
Yeah, it's
and
good.
And it just wanted to know what that was like, and it did it.
It's hedonistic. It's nice. I like that. Also, the deer eating a man didn't kill the man, a deer. You know, a deer?
I'm picturing like a Bambi sort
of deer. Oh, that's what it looks like. So it's like they were doing a experiment of like people decomposing in the forest
with the trail
and they
cams.
Were like with trail cams and stuff, and usually they were expecting like, you know, bugs coming up and maybe a fox eating some of your face or whatever, but then a deer came and started eating the man, and they're like, huh, we didn't think deers were gonna eat man, but they
Waste
do
not want not
exactly
That's what the deers have always said that.
But yeah, we had Demi on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about this, and we just sent her a bunch of videos of animals eating other animals. And as I'm realizing now, I don't think she ever responded to those messages. So anyway, we can do that to you if you like, too.
Yeah, send you all the videos, change your outlook on what you think. You think animals can go to heaven. You can live in that reality.
I would like to.
Okay, yeah, that's right, nice. Fine. Yeah, look, they're Googleable, although I did have to – there's. It was actually really difficult to find the horse eating a chicken because there's a lot of footage of different horses eating
chicken. Yeah, horses love eating chickens or just stepping on birds.
Oh, my God, they just
love
kill
it.
Them.
Horses are – they're
– horses scare me.
They're real evil. I think they're rotten.
All I can think of when I look a horse in the eye is that it would take me like 2 or 3 bites to eat the horse's entire eye, and it would take it – it would take the horse like one chomp to get my head.
But that's – no, that's not – both of the things you said are way off.
Horse's eyes are massive.
A horse
could not eat your head in one go. Okay.
What if it was a big horse? Have you considered a really big horse?
I think the biggest horse could not eat your head in one go, Cass.
Okay, it would eat my hand.
Okay,
it would definitely eat both my eyeballs in one go.
I don't know if it could get through your wrist.
Oh.
I don't know if their jaws are that strong.
Okay, well, it would certainly, you don't reckon my whole head would get lost in a horse mouth?
I think my favorite weird fact about horses is their hooves. Thing that is just one nail. They used to have fingers, and they evolved slowly so that you know they're what
it's
do you call
one?
their little cloppers?
Yeah, they used to have
hooves?
Fingers.
Their hooves.
We talked about that with Demi as well.
Yeah, isn't that that's wild? And they just slowly
and their legs are a finger.
Yeah,
yeah, they're all fucked up. They're
does
fucked.
That mean we should evolve into those thumbs from Spy Kids?
I don't know what it means, but I say
yes. Yes, you do. You've seen Spy Kids.
Every Probably. Limb is a what thumb.
There, man. But he's got a thumb for a head and a thumb for arms and a thumb for legs.
Oh, yeah.
He runs around and he's
thumbing. That's where we're heading.
Yeah.
We have thumb heads.
Thumbs.
That's where the world's going
I've been no sure of anything before.
Mm.
But then we'll all be thumbs up.
Chains are forever and thumbs are up.
Yeah. Yep. Do you think if you could change all of your body to be one part of your body 5 times... What part of your body would you pick? Because thumb is a pretty good one. It's dexterous.
Thumb's good, but I mean, there's some pretty key stuff going on in your head, right?
Yeah.
You
have a brain.
You maintain the brain.
Well, you maintain some kind of brain.
Okay. But it's a thumb brain.
Well, yeah, it's a thumb version of a brain.
Yeah, thumb's not bad. Can I go whole hand? Because that gives you more.
You can do whatever you want.
Whole hand sticking out of shoulder and hip.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love it.
Yeah.
But
oh, it's a living
scurry.
Hell. Yeah.
You'd scurry.
You could walk by cartwheeling everywhere.
And you got a hand for a head.
Yeah.
You got a hand for a head. Yeah.
So you got 5 hands.
Yep.
And you got hands for hands.
Yeah.
Which is obviously that's great.
Mm. Tell you what, I would like 5 torsos and up. You know, body is a torso, and then my head is a torso with my head and shoulders and arms.
Would
and
your
then
nipples
my arm...
become your eyes? Is it that kind?
No,
of
I think
thing?
My head would become my eyes. Actually, no, yeah, you're right. No, my nipples would become my eyes.
Yes, your belly button would become your mouth.
Yeah, and my brain would be my tummy.
Yeah.
But then my hands, my arms would be another torso with arms and a head.
Oh, so your hands would be mouths, but that means your feet would be mouths.
Yes,
my feet would be your head.
Yeah, I'd be walking my face. Ooh. Yes, on my faces.
Do you know what I think would be nice?
Yeah.
Bums.
I can't even picture that.
A lot of cushion.
So, like, bums for both legs, bums for arms, bums for a face.
Yeah, bum face.
I just think it's
so
nice.
Your butthole would be your mouth?
Oh, it would. I didn't even think about the whole bit. I was thinking about the cheeks.
Mm. Yeah, you got
to. I made a mistake.
Well, you committed to it now.
You talk like that.
Maybe I could do the thing like when you, I could learn to fart in tones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you, when you can like you doing, stretch right? a balloon. So, yeah.
I'm Cass. How are you?
That'd be me. Doing a little fart.
Stinking it up.
Stinking it up.
Do you guys want to hear the history of facts? I mean, not.
Where did facts begin?
What do you think the first fact was? Just that stuff exists.
Yeah, it would be like, it would be the Big Bang.
The Big Bang.
And then one of the
fact.
Some of the strings are like, well, that just happened.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as $5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
Would you like to hear the history of strings?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Which strings are you doing?
Normal strings. And it seems like strings was pretty much maybe the first thing we did.
Strings was the first thing we did.
One,
that's
it's really hard
theory.
To find the history of strings because everyone did it pretty much straight away. As soon as we got hands and more red meat in our diet, it was like, yeah, let's make some string. So hard to say. That's the history of strings.
But string were the first early strings days. Made out of animals or?
Yeah, well, you got, no. Well, you know, maybe. Who knows? No one knows because they all biodegrades, right? It's all natural materials. So
yeah, true.
We'll never really know.
Pre-fire.
Oh, no, what you
pre-wheel?
There's no way to know. And also, I didn't really do much research, so maybe we do
pre-spear.
I think it'd be pre-spear, wouldn't it? Because no, how would you attach the rock to the stick without string?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sharpen the end of the stick.
Yeah, I reckon sharpen rocks.
Oh, yeah, no, Matt's right.
Had it. Well, I don't know how you do this show with this guy when he's saying such nonsense.
I don't know if string is pre-spear.
Well, you know, it's, yeah, whatever. But First Nations American people, they would make string by chewing up animal hide into long little bits and then weaving it together. They're just like chewing up skin.
That would be so strong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chewing up with their teeth, the animal hide.
How was it you chew it? What kind of question is that? What do you want me to say? Yes, chew. They chew it with their armpits.
Well,
I
don't know. You know, things get chewed up in like a motor mower, for instance, you know, or some cogs.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's what it was. They chew them up with a motor mower.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's all I was wondering. Freaking hell, Hayden. I can't believe the attitude you've brought to this show.
You started it. I mean, you're actually very polite at the start. You're giving us lots of compliments. But...
Yeah, well, that's how he tricked us. He's stringing us along.
Hey, very good. I do have some more. I also had looked up the history.
When you say some more, you mean you have some.
Yeah, okay. I looked up because I looked up history of string and all it gave me was history of stringed instruments.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how far back rope goes is it, there's just no history of it because it's so old.
Wow.
You could take that to the bank, all right? That's true. But guitar strings used to be made of guts.
That's what I was asking about. Like, insides. Like, did we have string before we started eating animals? Because a lot of people pulled out the stringy bits of animals. They're like, oh.
This could be handy.
Oh, yeah.
And the first stringed instrument is in ancient Egypt. There you go.
What was it called?
I don't know. I can't remember what it's called. Let me look at it. It looks weird. I'm not sure how to describe it. This fella. So it's almost like a bow. Like, it sort of is a bow-shaped...
Oh, so it's kind of like...
Almost like a harp.
It looks like a bow and arrow, but if the bow, string bit had more strings.
Yeah, you play it. Yeah, sort of like a harp cross guitar. And they kind of,
bring it back.
I reckon. And then this one's like almost like a saxophone that you got strings on, the shape.
That looks all. These are all harps. You're showing us harps.
I guess I'm showing you harps. I guess the first one was a harp. But look up Egyptian harp old and you'll get it.
Do people come to this show to learn much?
No, they not usually, no. Not. People mostly leave the show dumber than they came. I think it's been the common thread.
And that's our promise. Sometimes people, I will meet new people and they will say, what do you do for a living? And I say, I do podcasts. And they're like, oh my God, I love podcasts. Mm. What's yours?
And
I
say, never mind.
I'm like, oh, it's all right. And they get really excited because they love podcasts. And they're like, oh, here's the ones I listen to. And they're all clever. Sometimes they're ones I've never even heard of because they're that clever. And they say, what's yours? And I say, oh, no, please, please.
Please, don't, please. Don't look it up.
No, it's not clever. I'm like, no, mine's more like if you don't want to have your own thoughts for a bit and you need something else in there, we'll provide that. Mm. That's the help we give.
Also, a lot of people respond with just anger in general too.
Yeah, we get a lot of people on the Discord.
Yeah, I think it's more frustration.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think we've avoided that pretty successfully today with our string theory chat.
Yeah.
Because again, pretty
spot
sure
on
we nailed
it. Was
it.
Spot
wall-to-wall facts.
Mm. Yeah. Nothing. The history of facts, first fact. That was good. Yep. Probably true as well.
Yeah, we're not
probably
wrong.
True. That's a pretty high standard to maintain.
We did get some feedback. I had a theory on that the whole ocean is a cup of tea. Because you know how they threw the tea in the ocean in the Boston Tea Party.
You brought this to Do Go On.
Yeah,
did you?
You brought this to Do Go On. We talked about it on the the greatest ever car race episode.
Guys, you got to stop bringing this up.
See,
she brought it up in this podcast and we shut it down pretty quick because it made no sense.
Oh, we were with it all the way.
I didn't realize she was bringing it to other podcasts to test out.
Because we took it for a walk. Correct. Because surely with all the evaporation, it's like you can't ever get rid of the tea. Anyway, I did have people come to me and say, yes, you can.
Can you just, for people who might not know your insane theory, can you quickly explain what your theory is?
Okay, so let's do it on a small scale first. Yep. I have a cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
I take a sip.
Yeah.
Pour some more hot water in. Mm-hmm. Still a cup of tea, right?
Yep. Well, yes.
Yes.
At that point, yes.
At that point, yes. So how many more times do I do that till it's not a cup of tea? And will there always still be
10.
A little bit of tea because...
About 10 times.
Because...
Only about 10 times you
because
do that.
I never empty the cup and
wash it out.
Is the
tea bag in the tea?
No. Oh, actually, no, it would be in this one. It would be. So also, I'm constantly refilling it. And I'm sure at some point, I'm not going to be able to taste the tea anymore. It's going to be the weakest tea, but it's like that frog on a log. And the frog can only ever jump halfway, which means he never truly gets to the end of a log. You know, like it's never truly going to be not tea. And yeah, I'm not going to taste it, but it's going to be that. Anyway, Boston Tea Party, they dumped all the tea in the ocean. No one got it out. So the ocean is still a cup of tea.
But wouldn't the tea have rotted away and become sort of different particles and not be tea anymore?
See, I did have someone come
and
to me.
And there's no cup.
Yeah.
The earth is the cup.
Well,
sense. They told me about, we had people with the frog on a log theory weighing in and I was like, yeah, correct, frog on a log. You'll never get to the end. It can never truly be gone. They're like, that's true, but you're talking about something that has physical properties, which means eventually the atoms will go, which Hayden did bring up the atoms.
God.
I just
did I? That's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
God, I'm smart.
Jeez, pretty happy with that. Yeah. Brought up the atoms.
Brought up the atoms, and it was backed up by a stranger on the internet.
It's good.
That's all I need.
I think it's fine that the ocean's a cup of tea, and I think that's good because no one fished the tea out of the ocean.
We don't need to, though, because it would rot. We're going in circles.
Yep, we've got to stop.
Because there's also way, like a normal cup of tea doesn't have fish swimming in it.
That's
or
true.
The water's not salty. You know, it's probably all these other things first, isn't it?
But if I've got a cup of tea and I add some prawns and a bit of salt.
Yeah.
Have you got the ocean?
It's just a weird cup of tea.
Now your cup of tea has become the ocean.
Yeah, then I'm drinking the sea.
Whoa.
Yeah, but then wouldn't that mean all water is tea? Because all water from the ocean goes into the rain cycle.
Oh,
then,
my God.
Hayden's right.
So maybe
Hayden's
the cup of tea.
No, no, right.
No. I was trying to prove you're wrong.
It rains tea.
Because the cup of tea is according to you, the cup of tea is already a cup of tea before we even put the bag in.
But it evaporates just the water off. I don't think the salt evaporates into the...
Yeah.
Sky.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Which means the tea might not either, but it might. Look, if you are a
marine biologist.
No, marine biologist is the things that live in there.
Okay.
Yep.
Ocean ecologist?
If you study the water, tell me that it's tea. if you have another theory, keep it to yourself.
Tell me if it's tea. Shut up.
Or try and convince me otherwise. See if it'll work. It might not take.
Hey, going back to the first stringed instrument, right?
Yes.
It was basically a bow and arrow where they added some more strings.
Yep, and no arrow. That's a key component. You
they
don't
added
no
string,
weapon.
Subtracted
yeah.
an arrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I did say arrow. Well, you got to pluck it with something.
Fingers.
Yeah, you're right. I was gonna say, how would you have invented the stringed instrument? Because I think no chance. I think I could have been messing around for years trying to make any good noises, and there's just no way I would have thought about strings making noise.
I absolutely would have gone percussion first, or like a brush instrument, which is still percussion.
Percussion?
Are you percussion?
What? Hang on.
Percussion.
Percussion?
Yeah.
I guess we're all learning something today.
Did you say performance too?
No, that's insane.
Okay.
I reckon I would have invented percussive instruments.
Nice. Well said.
Yep, thank you. Matt, what would you have invented?
Oh, no, I think you're right. Yeah, drums, things you can hit. That makes the most sense.
Oh, I don't know if I would have got it as far as drums.
Oh, drums is, you know.
Skin over hole.
I would have been going straight to pig skins.
Yeah. Just slapping pigs these? While they're still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a good noise, probably.
Oh, the belly of a pig.
Oh, yeah. Be like a marimba, like dung, 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 when you hit those ribs.
A friendly pig. I wouldn't be grabbing a wild pig. Some nice pig, a friend pig of yours. You'd make sure that they're cool with it.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, you want to come make music with me, pig? Just know what pigs sound like?
Yeah.
Wait, what was you? Do your pig impression for me? That was like the Shaggy Dog.
Tim?
Tim, yeah. Do you know pigs like a crazy smart, Matt? Do you know this?
I've heard that. Smarter than dogs.
Smarter than dogs.
People used to say.
The pig that plays video games. If someone taught a pig how to play Pong.
Pig Pong.
Oh, I never thought about that. Pig Pong.
What
Maybe
does
it wasn't
the pig
pong.
Think is happening then?
Video games. Same thing we think is happening.
But I know Pong is tennis.
I don't think that's crucial to Pong. I think ball going from one side to the other side.
Yeah, but we know it's ball going from a side to another
side.
Figured,
that's what I'm saying. They figured it out.
No, I don't think a pig knows what
I'm
a ball is.
I'm telling you, they did.
I think the pig can play the game, but I wonder what the pig thinks is happening. Because I look at that and I'm like, oh, it's table tennis. It's ping pong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is a 2D representation of a 3D thing I am
aware but that's
I'm
not necessary
of.
To the...
It's not necessary to play. I'm
you
saying...
You could teach someone to play pong who's never seen tennis.
You absolutely could, but they would have a different visual in their head as to what's happening.
But that's not relevant to anything.
There is a visual. Why do they have one in their head?
What's happening is what's happening on
so
screen.
So you think a pig is playing a video game and it's like there's no spatial relativity to this?
No, I think it's just I think they're looking at a dot.
But you said pigs are so smart.
I said they're smarter than dogs. Okay, what? But
dogs don't know we're not dogs. Dogs are stupid.
Yeah, dogs are
cats
dogs
know
are
we're not cats. Dogs don't know we're not dogs.
Our dogs think we're dogs.
Yeah.
What are cats?
Oh, hang on. No, the opposite. Cats dogs? Don't know we're not cats. Dogs know we're not dogs. That's why cats bring you dead things because they're like,
oh, that's
you
right.
can't
they think,
hunt. They,
yeah.
they haven't seen you.
Oh, they think you're a sickly cat. Yeah.
You
can't do anything right.
You can't do anything.
How funny is that?
Like they'll bring you.
But
that's
you
why
bring them food.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, I've never seen you actually hunt anything. I'm worried.
I get these skills up.
Even though you're delivering them food every day.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, you know how you have those like animal doctors, like behavioral specialists? There's a cat one called Jackson Galaxy. And you know those kind of like almost quack doctory like.
That's the duck one.
Yeah. do you think it's like a theory or a method to stop your cat bringing you dead animals is to like. Simulate a hunt for their food? Do you think some crazy behavioral cat guy's like, all right, so you got to put the bag of kibble in the middle of the room and you got to throw a spear at it or tackle it and wrestle with it and then you pour it into the bowl and that way your cat will stop catching rats and bring them onto your bed because it'll think you've got a hunting.
Catch rats.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know if that's why, but
it's probably fun for them,
I think the reason they bring it to you is because of that. They're trying to feed you. That's why they bring it half alive. Is so that you can practice. That's what they do with kittens. Is because so you can practice because it's still a little bit alive, so it's easy.
Yeah, it'll run, but not very fast.
Funny. Yeah, so maybe that's good. Have you ever seen a Jackson Galaxy video?
No.
He's like a rock and roll cat doctor.
He's like,
I believe that.
If Guy Fieri is fire, he's the ocean.
Okay.
No, maybe he's lightning.
He's rock and roll.
Maybe he's lightning then.
I guess lightning like, is if what, I'm trying why, to, why are we giving him like an element?
Yeah.
I think he's earth.
Because Guy Fieri, I feel like they're the same guy in different elements. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, okay. If Guy Fieri is the Guy Fieri is food, this man is cats. Is that better?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the same guy.
I think you're confused because Guy Fieri's name sounds like fire. I think that's where you went wrong.
He loves fire.
He does. He does.
He loves
lean
fire
into the flame
and food.
Stuff.
This guy loves rock and roll and cats.
Yeah, he rocks up to your house with an electric guitar case, but inside the case is not a guitar. It's cat toys and cat behavioral sort of bits.
Probably strings.
Enrichment. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, and on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
Matt Stewart. You've been Matt Stewart.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Do go on. Obviously, a great podcast. Be a Pioneer. That's coming out soon.
That's coming out later this year.
Yep. It might already be out.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know when this is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Times are so meaning. But yeah, Cass is on Do Go On semi regularly. Maybe maybe our most regular guest, I reckon, almost.
Yeah, it must be.
I'm coming for the title. I'll knock him off.
Yeah.
I think you're already there, aren't you? You've done like 85.
Yeah. Don't you have someone doing stats for you?
Yeah, I don't look at the email. I don't know if Jess's domain. She loves the email.
I'll email her in.
Yeah, email him. I reckon. I mean,
but under a pseudonym.
It's the kind of thing I could quickly check, probably. But yeah, it'd be close.
Yeah,
Meso was doing them long before you. You've only been doing them for a little while, right? Maybe in the COVID era.
Anything else coming up?
So I'm in Perth. I think on the 28th and 29th of October.
Hell yeah.
Which should be fun, and you know, there's a bunch of stuff. Hopefully, me and Dave are gonna go to the UK in November as well. But that's I'm only saying that now because hopefully I will have organized it by the time it comes out.
Go to MattStewartComedy.com.
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 All the info will be there.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.